Once upon a time, there was a guy named Jack. When it came to making friends, Jack did not have the knack. Jack had few friends, though he wished he had more. But the truth of it all was that Jack was a bore. There were no parties, no rings on the phone, and when it came to dating, well, Jack was alone. Jack was unhappy about all this, it's true. He wished he could be more like his popular friend Lou. One day after Jill told Jack, "You're so strange," Jack thought to himself, "Jack, it's time for a change." So Jack went to talk to the most popular guy he knew. He went up to Lou and asked, "What do I do?" "I hate being dull. I hate being a bore. When I show up someplace, girls head for the door." Lou saw that his friend was really distressed. "Well," Lou began, "just look how you're dressed." Lou said, "You wear all the same clothes every day, and you never have any new things to say. Don't you own CDs and movies and books? Don't you have any clothes with a different look?" "Yes," said Jack, "I sure do. Come to my house, and I'll show them to you." So they went off to Jack's, and Jack showed Lou the box, where he kept all his shirts and his pants and his socks. It also turned out he had unopened CDs, and dusty books, he had 53. Lou said, "I see you have all your clothes in a pile. Why don't you wear some others once in a while?" Jack said, "Well, when I remove clothes and socks, I wash them and put them away in the box. Then comes the next morning, and up I hop. I go to the box and get my clothes off the top." Lou quickly realized the problem with Jack. He kept clothes, CDs, and books in a stack. When he reached for something to read or to wear, he chose the top book or underwear. Then when he was done, he would put it right back. Back it would go on top of the stack. "I know the solution," said a triumphant Lou. "You need to learn to start using a cue." Lou took Jack's clothes and hung them in a closet. And when he had emptied the box, he just tossed it. Then he said, "Now, Jack, at the end of the day, put your clothes on the left when you put them away. Then tomorrow morning, when you see the sun shine, get your clothes from the right, from the end of the line." "Don't you see," said Lou, "it will be so nice. You'll wear everything once before you wear something twice." Lou took Jack's books and CDs in a stack, and he took out his hammer and installed a rack. And with everything in cues in his closet and shelf, Jack started to feel quite sure of himself. Jack's life started to turn around quick. Learning about cues, it just did the trick. Jack's music and movies gave him new tales to tell. And thanks to a joke book, he made friends quite well. And Lou especially was very impressed when Jack's new friends voted him best dress. Now Jack's dating Jill and he's popular too. All thanks to Lou and his wonderful cue.